John, look on your face, says it all. Disappointing afternoon.
Yeah, disappointed, you know, not just with the result, but the performance, really. And far too many blokes having off days all at once, and you can't afford to do that. Disappointed.
Was it just failure to control the ball? Because you had a lot of territory in that first half, but never actually looked like you were going to score.
Yeah, I think that, rugby league's about building pressure and about maintaining pressure, and it's also about being patient. And, you know, we created some opportunities as the game wore on. I think Thackeray's probably gone through about three times, and Jay Walton's gone through another time. Hardcastle's got a 2-1 with Briscoe in the clear. So it's probably four or five opportunities that were just blown, and that probably summed it up for us. We weren't ruthless enough. Made the game tougher than what it should have been as well.
Was it disappointing for that first try to be scored in the first half by Rochdale, the fact that they'd got 12 men on the field and they created an overlap?
I think the fact that, any time you concede a try, it's disappointing. I think that's the key. I also know that during that, that instance that you're referring to, that defensive systems and how we practice and how we defend were broken. And I thought that just summed up how we played today. I thought there were too many blokes who were too loose today and weren't ready to do what we were supposed to be doing. And it reflected that when we were 9-8 up and the messages have gone on to play a particular way. And I think that got screwed up and thrown in the bin. And certain individuals managed to do what they wanted to do. And in the end, it cost us dearly.
What do you say to those individuals? Will you deal with them? How do you react to that?
It's part and parcel of rugby league, and it's part and parcel of coaching that, you send messages on and players see what they think they see and play it instinctively. I'm trying to encourage that for our boys. But the decisions that were made today, I thought were poor. I thought we had a few key players in key positions that just weren't there. I think the conditions are horrendous at the minute, and the ability to play how we want to is just absolutely thrown out of the window, and it's just basically a lottery, and they handle the conditions better than us.
James Lockwood back today, what did you make of him?
Really pleased with him. I thought he was excellent. I expected a few errors from him, but he was squeaky clean all the way through. His skills levels were great. We have worked hard with him, and we have upskilled him as quickly as we possibly can, and today I thought he was one of those guys that stood up and did a manful job.
Corey Aston played today. How would you assess his performance?
Corey did what he had to do. I thought at times he was playing off the back of some slow rucks that put him under lots of pressure. They were aggressive with their defensive line, and I think that as a whole, I thought our pivots could have handled that better.
You've lost your unbeaten start to the season, but still, it's early in the year yet, isn't it?
Yeah, it still hurts, irrespective whether it's early in the year or at the back end of the year. It still hurts when, you've got a group of blokes who can play better than what they've done, and ultimately we've got beat today by a team who I thought handled the conditions better than what we did.
Any injuries?
No, not that I'm aware of. A bit early in the day.
Sheffield away next week. Got 7 days until then. What's going to be the plan this week during training? There were quite a few changes made in the team lineup today. Will it be having a good look at those key positions again?
Yeah, they were forced changes. I had a winning team for the last 4 weeks, and then decided to throw the baby out with the bathwater. The forced changes. I had no other option but to pick the team that I picked. So, not going down that avenue of I've picked a different team for the sake of picking a different team.
When will you know about your team for next? Obviously, the Leeds lads didn't play today, did they, John? When will you know if they're available or not next week?
It's an ongoing process. It's not a set day. We have dialogue every day, so it's not an issue as in regards to when.
Just frustration, then, I guess, with the result today. Your overall
frustration with regards to the performance and getting 9-8 up and playing like we did the last 5 minutes. That was really disappointing. And if we'd have won, we'd have probably stole the points. We just weren't ruthless enough and didn't respect the ball enough and weren't patient enough either. So for this and for us, I think it's we've got to turn it into a positive. We've got to bounce back from this. We've got to handle what's been a disappointing day for us and get ready for Sheffield.